Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, patriots. We are just almost 24 hours out from the Red Pill Festival, and we're really looking forward to that, and hopefully you guys are as well. If you can't make it because you're out of the area or some other reason, then we'll miss you, but for those of you that are going to be there, we're looking forward to that. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and Lady Liberty, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, it is indeed Fired Up Friday, and well, once again, there's plenty to be fired up about. You know who's really fired up?
Who?
The left.
Oh,
the
really?
The communists. Yeah, the communists and the God-haters, the ones that are afraid of patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're really just flipping out about this Red Pill Festival.
Oh, right, yeah. Yes, they are.
This gathering of extremist, pro-militia, anti-government speakers. And which is great because, well, first of all, they just lost all credibility.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Not anti-government.
We're anti-corrupt government.
Yeah. And I guess they mean we're anti-communist government.
Yes,
so,
right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And the militia, we're pro-militia. Well, hello. That's part of our Constitution.
Yep.
That was part of how this country came to be.
Right.
And the Founding Fathers wrote right in that document, it's necessary for the security of a free state.
That's right. Yep.
So maybe they don't want our state to be secure. Maybe they're just afraid of, they're afraid of everything. But the one thing they're not afraid of, they should be, and that's God.
Oh, no kidding.
They don't fear God.
Exactly.
But they fear God's people. So they're
right.
Just really
well,
fired
and
up.
You know what? Even the Chinese are afraid of God's people. And they acknowledge the fact that, I guess it was a huge investigation as to why America has been so successful.
They commissioned a study,
yes,
yeah, to find out what's our magic formula.
And here, they are clearly they are very well organized, way better than we thought they were, right?
Oh, yeah.
And very strategic. As far as like, you know, the incremental little tiny steps where they're going to, you know, eventually circumvent the whole globe. I think seriously they've one-upped the UN right now.
Oh,
They're ahead of the UN, which I think made the UN do an about face.
Right.
That was why they suddenly went, guys.
Well, it's just the perfect platform for the Chinese to hijack.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, it was great. They're like, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for setting up all our infrastructure.
You do all our work for us.
I know. And now they're going, oh my gosh,
right.
We got to do something about China. And there they are strategically placed in the human rights panel.
Right.
The UN human rights panel is headed by a Chinese communist.
Right. But it's a little late. I mean, it's like saying, oh, I need to fix the lock on that front door as you wake up with somebody standing over top
yes.
of you. Right.
Yes, exactly.
And that's kind of where we're at. Oh
yeah.
Boy, that lock, I need to really make sure I fix that.
Right. Well, and so, you know, even as thorough as we're finding the Chinese to have been over all of these years, they still questioned how it was that we could be so much better than them, right? Because they're convinced that they are the best, that they are the superior race on the planet right now.
Right.
And that was what that General Heyoshin speech, you know, really, really pointed to, is that they are the superior race and that they will rule the world. And so when they checked into why we were so successful over them, in fact, why we were the world superpower, all of their conclusions ended up being that it was because of Christianity.
Yep. This is because of their Christian faith, their Christian
yep.
heritage. And because they did, they said, let's examine their economic models.
Yep.
Let's look at their military strategy, their foreign policy. How are they just at the top of everything, right?
Yep.
And they're the country that everyone else wants to, if you're going to leave your own home country, where would you go? America, right? I mean, it's the number one people dream of. Going to America, even if just a visit. And so, yeah, that's I remember seeing that study And they said after analyzing all of it to find out what is that thing, what's that X factor, and it is. Well, isn't that funny? What's yes. the X factor? It's Christ.
Yes, it is. The dividing line, right?
Right.
The one that they won't have anything to do with.
Right.
You know, so I
and
think
we're also watching, man, oh man, keep the people in South Africa in your prayers. Keep the people in Cuba in your prayers that are fighting for freedom. Even those in Hong Kong that are fighting for freedom. And singing the American national anthem, just what an amazing thing. While we have communist revolutionaries here talking down on America and burning American flags and waving communist flags.
Yep.
What a chaotic, strange
right.
time.
Well, it just shows that they do want to rule the world. All the places that they're not in control, they want control of. And yeah. that's what's happening right before our eyes, right under our noses here in America.
Yeah, I think, well, from a Christian perspective, I really do. I think that there are several spirits of chaos, of what's the word, deception. There are spirits of discontent. And
oh, yeah, there's, yeah.
I mean, there's some major spiritual warfare going on.
That's right.
For it to have... It's kind of like in the story of the account of Samson, where he tied all these foxes' tails together and lit them on fire,
yep.
so they would take off running through the fields of the I think it was the Philistines, right?
Right.
Burning their crops, using fire to destroy their crops, and that's kind of like what's happened well,
then,
on a global scale.
And
we've got
that
all these
kind of backfired on him.
Well, we've got all these foxes with their tails on fire running through the whole world. I mean, everything's
yeah,
on
right.
fire. From a civility standpoint,
right.
things are just really coming unraveled. And you know, you can't. They're like one man can't run through and cause all those fires. I mean, something else is afoot.
That's right.
And so what we're seeing in the world is it's not just this group is discontent, so they're acting out spontaneous, not spontaneous, but apparently spontaneous, simultaneous chaos erupting all over. Right now, Beirut, Iran, they are chanting down death to the Khomeini, you know, the ultimate
right.
spiritual leader there.
Yep.
In Beirut, they want to be free, and they're fighting against, well, they're blaming, I think, Hamas or Hezbollah there. I want to say Hamas, but
right.
I might be getting my groups mixed up. But people are tired of it. So on one hand, they're up in arms and protesting oppression. In other places, they're protesting freedom, and they want to institute communism. So these are spirits that are just blanketing the earth right now. Europe, too. They've got their own.
Right.
Without going through the whole list. A lot of uprisings in Europe now because of the lockdowns and control measures they want to put back in place in the name of fighting and saving COVID. So people are resisting there. So yeah, it's a very interesting thing to watch. What a time to trust in the Lord and cling to Him. So, and speaking of that, let's do the word of the day.
Well, and before we do that, I wanted to point out that when we were reading in Revelation last Saturday, and like you're saying, everything is starting to unravel, and everybody is rioting and demanding that their governments do one thing or another, and so it kind of made me think of when the Lamb goes to start opening the seals, right? The seven seals. And, mm-hmm. and the first one says in Revelation 6, it says, "Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, and a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer." And now the second seal is what is kind of making me wonder, I wonder where we are in this stage, right? You know, because we know we're near the end times where we're going to start seeing the characteristics of the tribulation start coming up here
right.
with, you know, within a couple years, I'm guessing. And so the second seal says conflict on earth. It says, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. And another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. And wow. So that just was kind of striking, the way that you were kind of describing all over the world is like that. And it makes me wonder if we're not seeing the beginning of those seals starting to be opened up in heaven.
I don't think I think those seals will be opened up, as part of the tribulation, which I don't think we're in yet. What we're not in. There are certain things that will certainly be indicators. You'll know. I mean, believers, if there were believers here, or when there's people that come to the Lord who read the Word, they're going to know this is the tribulation. I think what we're seeing is a foreshadowing, because people have said, just like the vaccines now, you can't travel. You won't be able to cross borders. You're not going to be able to buy and sell, and you're not going to be able to come into this store unless you're vaccinated, right?
Right.
And that's not the mark of the beast, but it's a foreshadowing. We're starting to see kind of the framework being put in place and being built, and with all this chaos, we're seeing the peace being taken away from so much of the world.
Right.
I think these are rumblings. These are birth pangs that are giving us a glimpse of what that's going to look like when those seals are opened. When bowls are poured out.
Well, and see, that's the thing, is we don't know exactly between the seals and the bowls, right? You know, because
there's not always timelines for those.
Exactly. Right? And are the bowls being poured out at the same time the seals are being opened up, or right. do the seals precede the bowls? Or, you know, I mean, that's what we're talking about with there's not a timeline, and you know, especially from the ethereal realm of heaven, right? How do you figure out, you know, I mean, you've got to try to be aware of the seasons, right? You know, see where we're at and where that sits biblically.
Yeah.
And to be constantly in a state of being vigil as to always looking up, like, what about this, Lord? What about that? Is this
right.
where? And, you know, always asking, so that you know that you're not caught off guard, you know? And so I just had that as a question. It's like, the peace being taken away. And, you know, is that before or after the rapture? We don't know that either.
Right. Well, we're all going to know one day.
We sure will. But nonetheless, fun to ponder and very, very important as well. So
yeah.
The word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 5, which read, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so that's it. But
the prophecy of Christ.
Yeah, it is. And that's just the beginning. All of chapter 53 describes Jesus and how it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and how the Lord put him to grief. And, you know, it's just very, that is such a stunning thing to read. And especially, you know, when we, you know, a few days ago we were talking about the wealthy people are not supposed to be haughty.
Right.
You know, they're supposed to be humble and kind and generous. And here's why. I mean, like the man that we were talking about that we bought that thing from, and we were describing how he had obviously had a very hard life, but
yeah.
he was so kind and so humble and generous as well. And so here's why, because, you know, if you're wealthy, think of the wealthiest of all, that would be God, the one who owns everything,
right.
the cattle on a thousand hills, right? Everything is his. And yet, when he came down, it says he had no form or comeliness, and we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him, and that he was acquainted with sorrows and grief, and people hid their faces from him, and he was despised, and we did not esteem him. And so that is who our Lord is.
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't, it, our, any wealth that any of us would have would be a joke compared to God.
That's right.
And his wealth through that representation of not being a beautiful, stunning creature, not being somebody that is, that would make it into, you know, the top two in the United States as for, you know,
Mr. most Universe.
Good looking. Right. Yeah, Mr. Exactly. And so instead, that is who is the ruler of the world.
Now he is Mr. Universe. He is the creator. He humbled himself, right? Became a man and humbled himself, and he made himself so that we wouldn't, it wouldn't be because, oh, he's so good looking. Oh, he's so charming. He's right. He was just a very straightforward teacher. Now he's magnificent. I mean, in his glory, he is the creator of the universe.
Right.
He's the King of Kings. He's the commander of the army of the Lord. He is powerful and just, he's all that now.
Right. Well, and even beyond looks, I mean, his demeanor, his attitude, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. I mean, he was, it says he learned obedience through suffering.
Right.
And so, just like the man that we bought that thing from, that would be somebody that some other people would hide their faces from as well. You know,
look and down at.
Yep. And so I just, it's fascinating to see what true beauty is in the eyes of the Lord. And it's that kind of demeanor. So just, I find that so outstanding.
And one of those things is that he does love is a contrite heart.
Yep.
And humility for sure.
Yep.
Wow. That is, that's really cool. And I just want to encourage the readers to go through all of Isaiah 53
this weekend. 53 this weekend if you get the chance.
Yeah. And learn more about our King. Learn more about, remember this was prophesied. When was Isaiah written? I want to say like 800 years before Christ, but it could be.
I was thinking 600, six to 500. I could be wrong too.
But centuries,
I mean, I don't have
before,
my notes in front of me. But.
And it's one of many, many prophecies that just points to him unmistakably,
right?
For those who did recognize him, most did not, but many did. And it's what a great way to learn more about him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's and that chapter 53 reveals quite a bit more than, I mean, quite a bit more as far as like details about
right.
him, you know, than Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That it, I don't know. I just love to get as many possible details as I can.
Right.
You know? So I love 53. 53 is very cool.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, let's take a break. But you know, I was just pulling up the Liberty Daily and looking at the headlines, and I just saw this. Pastor questions if the vaccine is a precursor to the mark of the beast. I didn't even see that before. So I was not, the witness was not being led here. This is an affirmation.
That's right.
So yeah, it's a precursor. The vaccine is not the mark of the beast.
Yet.
But, right. But I mean, the technology that is being advanced quickly
being
right now.
Mixed in with it, the fact that ID numbers are coming up with people that have been vaccinated when
right.
they weren't told anything about any ID numbers.
But this is, that's child's play compared to the quantum dot technology they're going to be using for the real vaccine that they're salivating over and wringing their hands over.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Hopefully not, actually.
That's right. One thing we will see U.S. Law Shield tomorrow at the event. And
yes.
they are the sponsors for segment one here. So thanks, guys.
Yep.
U.S. Law Shield giving you a full protection in all 50 states for self-defense. They defend those who have to defend themselves. So whether it's a civil or a criminal lawsuit, if you find yourself in a situation where you must defend yourself, it's only $11 a month if you get the Radio Free Redoubt listener and Amron
right,
operator
if you,
discount.
If you find yourself in any kind of altercation whatsoever and you have to defend yourself in that situation.
Absolutely. It was a billy club or tactical frying pan or a firearm, whatever it might be.
That's right.
And the website is uslawshield.com, but go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the US Law Shield banner on the right-hand side of the page for $11 a year, a month per person. That's astounding.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it.
And it's also you're getting 14 months of coverage, not just 12 when you sign up.
That's right.
So just awesome all the way around. Okay, let's take a break. Long segment one, like is our style. That's just what we do. And we'll be back right after this.
Khrushchev's happiness depends upon the political theory that the present form of government in the United States should be changed by force, violence, and other unconstitutional means to a totalitarian form of government, where we have a dictatorship. This is what Khrushchev advocates for us and our grandchildren. One-party government. People ruled by dictators and bureaus and not responsible to the people. Controlled by a police state. Wages and prices fixed by the state. Workers told where to work. All means of production owned by the state. The same true of all forms of communication. And worse, the state controls education.
All right, welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I am John Jacob Schmidt. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Segment two is brought to you by KT Armor, serious body armor for serious times. That's C-A-T-I, and as in come and take it. KTArmor.com. Check them out today. And Lady Liberty, here we are. Segment two.
Yes, that's right. Welcome back, everyone, to Fired Up Friday, in case you're just joining us for the last few minutes. You know, I was thinking, you know what I would really like to see going door to door these days?
I would think probably not vaccination.
Exactly.
Teams.
Exactly. People demanding the audits. You know, wouldn't that be cool? In the states that are, you know, like North Carolina that just refused to do an audit.
Right.
People need to be going door to door to get people on board with that thing, you know. forget these ridiculous, you know, communist tactic vaccine door to door things that's going on. I can't believe that's even happening.
Yep. And they are pushing for audits, and this is push and shove going on right now.
Yep.
Where you've got, you know, state commissions going, no, we're not going to audit. And others say, no, we are going to. And so people need to be putting pressure on their legislators to audit their elections, especially in those key states where there's so much evidence that have come forward and people willing to sign affidavits, I mean, under oath,
right,
under, you know, penalty of perjury, saying, I want to share what I saw.
Yeah.
And that needs to happen.
That's what they could be doing, going door to door, is gathering signatures for petitions for their representatives to do their jobs.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
And this is still America, doggone it.
Yeah.
I know somebody's, you know, saying, you know, goodbye America, the Constitution's dead. And
the people that are in
place right now are not following the Constitution. They're acting unlawfully. We know that. We get that. But man, as long as America lives inside of us, America's not dead yet. It's not going the direction we want it to, but who's that going to be on? Us.
That's on us, and we're going to fix it.
Right. That scares
people. We are absolutely
people.
Going to fix that, because we've seen things that we've had to overcome before. I mean, look at what happened in World War II, and you know, we were victorious over all of that.
Right.
So.
And that's major evil darkness.
Yep.
You know, and so, yeah, indeed. Well, Let's see. Do you have?
Well, yeah. I was gonna. I've got a quick little article. Senator Rand Paul is sending criminal referral of Fauci to the Department of Justice. It says here that Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, on Wednesday sent a criminal referral of Dr. Anthony Fauci to the Department of Justice in the aftermath of their contentious back and forth during a congressional hearing. The letter urges Attorney General Merrick Garland to probe Fauci over comments he made during a May congressional hearing. Fauci, during the hearing, claimed that the National Institutes of Health, or the NIH, has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Right.
However,
there's evidence to the contrary.
Yep. However, according to typical gain-of-function definitions, including one offered by Fauci in 2012, a study published in 2017 by Wuhan researchers would be considered such research. And I ask that you investigate whether Dr. Fauci's statements to Congress violate federal law, Paul wrote in the letter. And so that is being referred to the Department of Justice this week, from what I understand.
Good.
With this article. So it's about time that they start investigating him and his statements as to verify the truth of what he says.
That's right. Communism is the pandemic that we need to shut down.
Right.
That's the real thing. And the lies and the deception, everything that comes with it, the power grab that they're using. I mean, now the NFL, which, who cares? The NFL's, we don't watch professional sports anymore anyway, because they're off the deep end. But now they're saying COVID outbreaks among unvaccinated players could lead to forfeited games. So they're blaming the unvaccinated, right? Well, what's going to happen when the vaccinated people get COVID like they are?
Yeah, exactly.
The CDC just dumped 6,000 deaths off their chart. They just, boom, just wiped them out.
Wow.
6,000 deaths. Yeah.
Wow.
Redoubt News picked that one up. And that's, of course, that's going viral right now. No pun intended, but CDC quietly deletes 6,000 COVID vaccine deaths from its CDC website. Those aren't COVID
convenient.
Deaths.
That's convenient.
Right. Those aren't COVID deaths. Those are vaccination deaths.
Wow.
That's stacking up with what you mentioned yesterday from Scotland and
The 5,500 and some odd, and then 45,000 that are being cited in a lawsuit that was filed by the attorney down there for frontline doctors.
Renz, I think it was, yeah.
And I think Anthony Renz.
I believe so.
Yep.
I believe so.
Yep. And so, yeah.
Boy. All right. They're liars and we're calling them out.
We're going to prosecute them.
That's right. Okay, guys, join us tomorrow at the Red Pill Festival and look forward to meeting you folks and seeing you there. Pray
That's
for
right.
us. Pray for our protection. Otherwise, we'll see you right here Monday morning, 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a fantastic Fired Up Friday and a great weekend, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.